This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. In a few minutes, we'll be talking about verbal artifacts of racism and gender bias in our language and what that means. But first, we're joined by San Antonio Mayor Ron Nuremberg to get an update on the local response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Mayor Ron Nuremberg, welcome back to The Source.
Great to be with you, Dave.
So, Mayor Ron Nuremberg, the city is looking at maxing out the local hospital capacity. We hear you are looking for options, and there is a request to the local military to see about using BAMC. Can you tell us what's happening with that?
Sure. Well, you know, we are going through our surge management process as we speak, which began, you know, several weeks ago with the suspension of elective surgeries. The in-hospital surge management is always first and much more important. Of course, as we get to increasing capacity issues in local hospitals, we're also looking at alternative care facilities, including Freeman Coliseum. As part of that, we've made a request through the state for the potential use of BAMC for COVID patients. Currently, BAMC obviously is a critical component of community care for trauma, but does not currently see any community medical cases, including COVID-19.
This is the Defense Department would have to provide, cut through the red tape. Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, it's defense policy, and that's why it requires a sign-off from Secretary of Defense, and so that request is being channeled to him. But you know, again, we're working through all the different elements of surge management. We just want to make sure that we are well prepared for any contingency.
Our congressional officers, our congresspeople, our people in the Senate, are they working on our behalf on this?
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, BAMC and our local defense community, Joint Base San Antonio, has always been a critical partner, very cooperative, and continues to be. These are Pentagon-level decisions and policies. Our local delegation has continued to send the message on our behalf of what can be helpful to our local community, and you know, these are decisions made by the Defense Department itself.
We have a voicemail. Let's give it a listen.
Hi, this is Christy. I hear a lot of discussion about the risks of shopping and bars and other large social gatherings. What about youth sports and all the other youth activities that are still going on in Texas, which involve kids from many different households gathering together in situations in which social distancing and mask wearing are not always feasible? Many families in SA still have their children or their teens continuing to participate on sports teams, volleyball, basketball, church youth groups, swim team, art classes, youth camps, etc. I'd like to hear how the mayor feels about the risk of these situations. Thank you.
Mayor Nuremberg, many of these youth sports use city facilities. Will there be able to address that?
Sure. And we are continuing to be guided by the Health Transition Team report. And obviously, there are certain high risk activities that we want to limit, especially when we're in a position of high community spread. So we are evaluating those and making modifications as we speak. We've already delayed the opening of certain facilities like pools. And, you know, we're also working within the confines of the state's orders, unfortunately, which are not as responsive, I believe, as our local orders have been. That being said, it's critically important that people understand that there's not a single smoking gun. There's community spread out there. There's not a particular place that you can avoid to say that you're going to be free and clear of being infected by COVID-19. What we have to focus on is the behaviors that can protect us, the chief among them being mask wearing and physical distancing. You know, this virus is going to be with us for quite some time until there is a vaccine therapeutics that can help. And so we have to, you know, continue to learn and live with these modified behaviors in order to keep us all safe. But certainly we are continuing to be guided by the Health Transition Team report that identifies the high risk behaviors, and we're modifying those as the infection and transmission rates require.
But at these city parks where there are Little League fields, those are not going to be utilized?
So we've shut down most of all of the playgrounds and other facilities that encourage congregation. Of course, people need to be able to get out and, get fresh air, et cetera. But, we've tried to limit the use and shut down those areas that are just not conducive to social distancing. The other activities related to reopened sporting activities are all within the state's orders, and those are defined by the governor's emergency declarations.
I have an email from George. The city of Austin has a program where a resident with exposure to COVID-19 can stay in a hotel for free for 14 days with meals provided. Are there any similar programs or resources like this in San Antonio?
There are, and we've had isolation facilities ready to go, and we've made those known for quite some time, since back in March. Unfortunately, we haven't had a very high level of use of those facilities. We have cohorted people who are experiencing homelessness and in some cases, emergency responders who don't want to put their families at risk. We've used them in those situations, but we haven't seen a whole lot of use of these facilities. They are available though, and so if someone has a need for them, they can simply call the San Antonio COVID hotline, 210-207-5779, and we can get information about the need for those and how you can access it.
Another voicemail from Brandy.
Hi, my name is Brandy. I first just wanted to thank the mayor for doing such a great job of showing compassion and leadership at this time. My question is in regards to the election in November. I desperately do want to vote, and I am concerned about voting. I wonder if the mayor has thought about doing maybe drive-through voting. I don't know if that's a possibility. My second question is in regards to school. I am concerned of the president's threat to defund public schools. I know that going forward, many school districts are offering two options, and I just want to make sure and hear from the mayor that they would not take away the option of distance learning.
Okay. Brandy, thank you for calling in and leaving that voicemail. The mayor, you don't deal with voting. That's outside of your ability, your authority. But with schools, also, you don't run the schools. But I'm wondering about if you can react to President Trump and also what's happening from Austin with the governor pushing to reopening of schools. Is that a concern for you as you have really worked to try to limit the spread of COVID-19 in our community?
It's just another jaw-dropping display of tone deafness from President with regard to how people are going to have to handle living with this virus. Nobody wants to put their children at risk unnecessarily. And I applaud the people on the ground here in San Antonio, teachers, administrators who are trying to figure it out. But to simply say everybody's got to go back to school, no ifs, ands, or buts, is quite simply reckless and shows a disregard for human life. And so, we're going to continue to work with our local school officials, work with the current situation, with the transmission rates here locally, which are different than they may be elsewhere, and help them come up with solutions. Many of the schools are already giving some choice to parents, which I think is a pretty good idea. But I think we can all have a fair degree of confidence that when school returns in the fall, it's not going to look exactly the same as it did last fall. And we just have to be prepared for that, to keep ourselves safe, to keep our children safe, and to ensure that we can, get back to learning, which is something that's critically important for us.
Mayor Ron Muhrenberg, Mayor of the City of San Antonio, thank you so much for joining us and giving us an update on leading the local response to COVID-19. We're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about racism that's embedded in our language. These words, they're artifacts from a previous time. Can we root them out? Can we figure out a better way to express ourselves that's more precise and without this painful legacy? We're talking about that. And you can call in with your questions and comments, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. The source continues right after this.